following the results yesterday. A little bit of the good and a little bit of the tough the matches yesterday for you with some of your kids, all five kids, you know, still in the thick of things here on a Friday. But boy, you say it, you've said over the years, you get down state tournament, it's not a given. You got to battle each and every match. And for a lot of kids, tough matches yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was a mixed bag of emotions, definitely, throughout the first session on Thursday. You know, we got off to a pretty good start with a John White at 106 pounds, you know, picking up a win in the first round. He looked like, you know, he had a little bit of, the first-time jitters, which is to be expected with him just being a freshman and being down here for the first time. But he was able to pull out the victory. And so, you know, that was good to see him able to fight through that. And then, you know, our second match of the day at 120 pounds was kind of a toss-up match between Tice Hammerlin and the kid from Central City that he was wrestling. And Tice found a way to pull out the victory in that match. And, you know, we were feeling pretty good. And then 144 pounds, Tristan Campbell had a pretty tough first-round match against a kid from Ralston who's a returning state medalist from last year. And, you know, came down to the wire, went into overtime. And, you know, Tristan, unfortunately, came up a little bit short, got taken down in overtime and lost that match. And so, you know, that was a little bit disappointing for him, obviously. And then Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds wrestled a tough match in his first-round match, got a tough first-round draw against a kid from Norris. But fought hard all the way throughout the match and, you know, looked pretty good considering this was his first state tournament as well. And then to finish up the first round, Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight went out and, you know, pinned his opponent from Wayne, I believe, in the first period. And so, you know, that first round wasn't too bad overall. You know, we won three matches and lost two. And, you know, one of those losses being in overtime. And then in the second round, the quarterfinals, you know, we had John White wrestling in the quarterfinals, and he looked a lot more comfortable in his second-round match wrestling the kid from Bennington, who he'd wrestled earlier this year and defeated. He was able to go out and get a win in the quarterfinals as well, and so he punched his ticket into the semifinals tonight, and he's guaranteed a medal spot. And so, you know, that's pretty impressive for any freshman that can come down here and, you know, come away with a state medal their first time around. So congratulations to John. And then at heavyweight, Spencer Steinbeck lost his match against a kid from Blair, just got taken down and put to his back and just wasn't able to fight off his back. And so he ended up losing that match. And Tice Hammerlin at 120 pounds lost his match as well against a pretty good kid from Waverly. You know, and so it was, you know, a full pendulum of, you know, emotions. You know, they swung from one side to the other throughout the first session. And that's to be expected any time you come down here to the state tournament. Anything and everything can and will happen down here. But the good news is that nobody's eliminated on the first day. And it's all about regrouping and refocusing and coming back on the second day and trying to get as many guys as we can wrestling on Friday night.
Yep, starting here at about 12:30 here with the Constellations. You're hoping it's a busy day. Just keep match after match, keep winning those matches, and up until the John semifinal tonight, you hope you're busy throughout the entire afternoon, don't you?
Of course. You know, we, you know, John's in the semifinals, but he wants some company with him tonight, wrestling along with him, and you know, I think the path is pretty good. You know, especially for Tristan Campbell and Spencer Steinbeck, their paths to wrestling this Friday night is looking pretty good. But they have to take it one match at a time, and hopefully both of them can build some momentum throughout the day and kind of get their swagger back, so to speak. And, you know, our other guys, Gabe Roberts, looks like he's got a pretty favorable match in his first round today against a kid from Boys Town. And so, you know, that'd be pretty good for him to get his first state tournament win. And Tyce Hammerlin's going to have to wait to see who he wrestles. It's looking like he's going to probably have to wrestle a kid from Gary. And, you know, I think, you know, Tyce, if he goes out and wrestles like he's capable of, you know, good things will happen for him. But like you said, you just got to take it one match at a time and let the fur fly, and whatever happens, happens. And once you come off the mat, whether you win or lose, you just got to make sure you left it all out there on the mat.